Second down, Eli, a straight drop. Pressured, hit, and sacked. C.O. Moore got him from the front side. And it's C.O. Moore who is coming on big time now. He has 3.5 quarterback sacks on the year.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Linebacker C.O. Moore recently won the Pepsi Next NFL Rookie of the Week. And you know C.O. loves to fly. He goes from sideline to sideline. And he's starting to realize that becoming a great football player means more than just suiting up on Sunday.
Straight drop, 3 steps by Alex Smith. And he's sacked on the first play of the game by C.O. Moore.
In the last 4 games, third-round pick C.O. Moore has been making his presence felt, racking up 22 tackles and 3.5 sacks.
He's done a better job of preparing himself early in the week for what he's going to see on Sunday, and I think you've seen the results of that.
He's actually becoming more of a professional each and every week. I can't be more proud of him.
Off the field, it's the same story as Mr. Oaktown 55 brings that same energy to the community.
Point that toe, load it, and take off. That's where we're going with that.
If you like it, yeah, go Big Black!
Oh, wait. We got off faster. We got where you wanted to go, right? No L's. I used to be one of these kids, you know, years ago, and I could have went another direction and, had I not had coaches that were behind me throughout my entire life. I like it. Now he looked like a linebacker now. He looked like he ready. Hands off, right here.
Working with the East Bay Warriors Pop Warner program, Moore understands the impact an NFL player can have on young fans.
I like it. Earlier this year, you know, I got to meet my biggest hero in the game, Ray Lewis. It was one of the most amazing things and one of the most surreal points of my life. We talked about character. We talked about building the person that you want to be. You know, being somebody at the end of the day that you're proud of and what it takes to be a leader and how to be a leader and how to do things the right way to put yourself in the right position to become that for not just yourself but a group of men.
Play action. Ben gets hit and sacked for the first time by C.O. Moore.
Moore has taken advantage of the veteran leadership in the Raiders locker room.
I got a great group of guys in my linebacker room itself between Kevin Burnett and Nick Roach, who are veteran linebackers who know the game and who are great people. It's different when they're not just good players, but when they're good people, you want to take from them what they do in their life. And then I got guys like Charles Woodson, and who in itself is, you know, one of the greatest players to play the game ever. It's not just his talent. It's how he prepares throughout the week, how he holds himself, how he carries himself. And you can appreciate that when you're a young guy and you see it, because it gives you, you know, a bar that you should want to shoot to aim at.
For number 55, that bar has him focused on building himself as an all-around pro on and off the field.
Community to me, man, it's my opportunity to take my time out and give back to them. You got to give to people, man, because at the end of the day, man, it's not about what you have. It's about what you can give to somebody else.
Raider Nation, we know you're going to continue to root on C.O. Moore every Sunday at O.co Coliseum. Speaking of the Raider Nation, we'd like to share this story with you about a Raider fan who is completely devoted to the silver and black.
I love the Raiders a long time. My husband was into baseball, so I had to sneak my games. I went through cancer, and I was supposed to have surgery, and I told them they had to wait 2 weeks because I need to go to these 2 Raider games before my surgery. So he did. I mean, that's how much I love them. Turns out I'm cancer-free, which is good, but I just don't miss any games. There's nothing like being at a game. It's the being able to see the players. You actually see the plays happening. You can yell at the officials if they're screwing up, because they do that a lot. And the people. When I got sick and I missed a couple of games, my son went, and then he would come back and tell me about them. Then when I started coming back, the people in the stands were happy to see me, because we have our little section is kind of like a family. We know all the people around us, and that's what makes it wonderful. And whether you're a fan or not, and you come to the game, you become a fan. I did that with my friend. He had never been, and I took him, and now he's hooked. I'm Betsy, Section 112, and I'm a Raiders season ticket holder.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
Here's a guy, if you want to go one-on-one with him, you're going to get burned. So what are you going to do? You're going to have to give him help, or you're going to have to run the ball more.
This segment of the Raiders Report is brought to you by Verizon. With NFL Mobile from Verizon, never be without football.